Now, it's not every day one has the honour of introducing the President of the United States on stage. Well, my next guest will do just that later in Chicago. He's on the line now. Billy Lawless, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm sure you must be very excited, but I know you have been a long-time campaigner on the immigration issue and that cause which is close to your heart. And as it happens, your good friend Barack Obama is coming to his hometown tonight to Chicago.
Yes, he is, Sean. He's talking specifically to the other ethnic groups outside the Hispanics, which would include us Irish, of course, Chinese, Polish, Macedonian, Lithuanian, and others. We're meeting with them before the big rally where I will introduce them, yes.
And how many people are expected for this event?
Probably over 1,000. It's a big Polish hall up in the north side of Chicago here.
And what about your own role in the campaign? I mean, are you happy that the provisions that he announced last week, up to somewhere between 4 and 5 million people are going to be able to remain in the United States as a result of what he's announced? But it doesn't suit everybody. I mean, particularly if you haven't got kids.
No, it does not, Sean. And it's a cup half filled. We're ecstatic with the number of people that he has included. We'll include about up to 5 million people. But unfortunately, a lot of the Irish singles or any ethnic single people are not included. But he's left the door open for, he's asked the Republicans, look, he said, put a bill on my table, I will sign it.
Yeah,
it has to be congressional fixed in both houses, as we know.
You wouldn't be without friends. I think your natural sympathy, as you've been on record as saying, would be with the Republicans. But they seem to want to fight him tooth and nail.
They do. But I think that he snookered them slightly on this, Sean. I said earlier that the more he give status to, the harder it's going to be for the Republicans to try and rescind it. And they will need the ethnic vote, I can tell you, to be able to, if they want to win the presidency in 2016.
Yeah, that is the balance, I suppose, they have to weigh up. But do you think, for instance, that if for the Irish and other people who are there, undocumented single people, it will have to be through measures on the Hill, through dealing back and over with this majority now, it's a Republican majority in both houses, as we know, that they're going to have to acquiesce. Or could Obama put this executive order approach, could he push that further and help the single people?
Well, I think, Sean, what has happened, John, that he went as far as he could, that he knew that this will stand up to any scrutiny if they do sue him and if they bring it before the Supreme Court, that the executive order that he's issued will stand up, that they won't be able to rescind it. I'm sure that he wanted to include all of the undocumented, but that wasn't possible at this stage. It has to be a congressional fix, as you said there.
So how are you going to introduce him?
I don't know. I'm still working on the few words. I've about a minute and a half, so I'm trying to get as much as I can in. It'll be momentous.
Well, I've often joked to friends who would be mutual friends of yours and mine that you went to Chicago and the Obamas got well in with you, and because you've shown a great capacity for success in business with those restaurants there, as you had in Galway before. But I mean, how did Obama manage it to get so well in with you?
Sorry, say that.
I'm asking you that tongue in cheek, Billy.
Come on. It's just a great honour, Sean.
I'm sure.
An Irishman to introduce him.
And yes, I suppose maybe the Mayor, Rahm Emanuel, might have had something in organising this honour for you, Billy.
Well, who knows, Sean? I was really stunned yesterday when it happened, when they asked me. They called me from the White House yesterday. And
I'm sure the first word you said was yes, delighted. And Billy, congratulations on it. And no doubt you will not be stuck for words. And thank you very much indeed. Hope it all goes well. That's happening at 10 o'clock, I think, in Chicago tonight. Billy Lawless on the line there. That's our lot for today. Thank you for listening.